The Demon Sea.
Well, cut. You must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Yeah, hang on, I'm just playing my phone.
Putting himself in.
Yeah, very nice. Went to West Wales for New Year.
Good.
Very nice. A couple of pubs. Went for a swim in the sea on New Year's Day.
Nice.
Old school, you know what I mean?
Did you go full in?
And off.
Good, a good full in, or just up to the dick and then run back out?
Right in, mate. Right in, head under, bang.
Fucking hell, get in.
No fucking about. No fucking around.
I refuse to go into the sea in the United Kingdom. I did go into the River Wye last summer, and that's
why?
It was incredibly hot, and I thought, yeah. I'm going to do this, and I went in. It was
no,
I was
just saying why, River Wye.
Just because it was hot. And then
no, it just is the River Wye.
Yeah. And I will not go into UK waters. It's filth. It's disgusting.
Yes. I mean, it was very nice. It was very clean. And
Would you get into all that, like freshwater swimming and all that stuff?
Oh, fucking God, no. No.
I could see you getting into that.
No, although there were a bunch of women on the beach there that I got friendly with who go in the sea in the little place we were staying every day.
Yeah.
I thought that's an exaggeration. And then the day we left, we had to get up early to get the house clean.
Yeah, because you shit everywhere.
Which is a wreck anyhow. Did a dirty protest in the kitchen. And, yeah. So I was up at like 7:30 before the sun was up.
Yeah.
And there they were, not at the sun, not even in the sky. And they were in the fucking sea, and it was foggy, freezing cold, pissing down my rain, big storm.
Idiots. And they're in there. Have you heard of this thing called harness cleansing that is people are doing now?
Well, that's what people who have horses do, don't they?
Well, no, this is a new, you know, like fresh water.
Oh, not
swimming.
Actually cleaning a harness.
No, harness cleansing.
Okay.
It's ridiculous because obviously you get people who go into lakes and rivers swimming. Harness cleansers, they start off, they'll literally go into the woods, cut two trees down and make a sort of stand. They'll use twine to make a rope. They'll then put it above the water. They then put it around their waist and lower themselves down just to their ass and just wash their ass in the water and then lower themselves back out again. And that's all they do. And all non-stop, that's all they talk about. Fucking insane. Harness.
Well, those idiots who they sort of greet the rising sun with their anus to go and get the sun.
Yeah.
The goodness of the sun is their body.
Sun ring lovers. Ring sun.
And they
lovers.
Just flash their ring piece at the sun early doors.
I wouldn't do that and myself. You know how easily you can burn, having sort of pasty white British skin, you know.
I haven't got that though. You have.
You put your ring piece in the sun, I guarantee it'll be wrecked within 20
minutes.
My
ring piece has been in the sun before, mate. Don't you worry.
What, fully pulled apart and exposed?
Yeah.
What, you've actually sat there and clenched, pulled it apart and pointed it at the sun? When did you do that?
Well, I just wanted to get inside myself a bit, didn't I?
The cleansing.
Solar energy. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, wonderful.
Plus, I've got naturally Mediterranean sort of skin anyway, haven't I?
Look very...
I'm swarthy.
Very a lot of people think you might be Greek or, you know...
Yeah, I get a lot of that.
They say, oh,
I got chatted up in Greece by a bloke who owned a bar.
What did he say to you?
Well, I was with Kelly, that was the thing.
Yeah.
Well, a rooftop bar there, and this Greek fella, I'd say he's probably 60.
Mm.
A bit heavy, but you know, not a bad looking bloke. A lot of jewellery on, shirt slashed to the waist. Gay in that sort of lovely Greek way, where it's just what they do and they have done for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Probably married to a woman.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lover of the Falouse.
Classic.
And I sang a song. There was like a bit of a karaoke on the roof terrace there. I sang. Oh, as you know, John, I've got a great voice.
Wonderful voice. Hi-ho, silver lining, I imagine you say. And then you ram a load of tinfoil at yourself and pull yourself apart.
That's what swung it. And he came up to me with Kelly, offered to buy me a drink, not her.
Right.
Then explained the fact that it was his bar. Very nice.
Wonderful.
And then was saying to me, you're going to come over here next year and you're going to live with me and you're going to sing in my bar and I'm going to stay with me. I was like, well, this is my wife, Kelly, you know. And, completely ignored her. Just kept propositioning me to move in with him next summer.
Imagine how wonderful life would have been. No,
sing him to sleep.
Oh, it would have been wonderful. He would have.
Well, I mean, fuck it. I'm not going to lie, John. You know, I live in Cardiff, right? It's grey, it's wet, it's cold.
Yeah.
You know, very rarely get any sort of attention off my wife. I mean, she's a lovely person, and you know her. But she doesn't give me. I mean, she's not even on my top 10 fans. I would have thought.
Well, I mean, the way to recharge yourself if you are feeling negative, put a light bulb up yourself and turn it on.
I just like suddenly thought, next summer I could be lying in the sun. Mm. I picture myself in a pair of like white Speedos on,
yellow
smoke, lying in the sun, having this old elderly Greek man just fawn over me.
Oh,
make me lamb kleftiko and beef stufado.
Lovely.
Endless glasses of raki.
Oh.
And all I got to do is sing a bit of Elvis and fucking polish him off.
Oh, wonderful. Just get off with him. Have a bit of his beef stufado. Yeah. Get your tin foil up yourself.
Get his beef stufado out. Have a play with it.
You do hi-ho silver lining. Shine on your crazy diamond. All this.
Loving life. Absolutely love it. Yamas. Yamas. Loving it.
Oh, I suppose we should. Have we started yet, Reese?
I don't know.
Is Reese here?
Yeah, we started recording. This for 2022, we'll try something different. So this episode's theme is horizons,
new horizons.
Can I just check with you, producer Reese? You've recorded the bit about me saying that I would quite happily have gone to Greece and be bummed for a beef stufado and a life in the sunshine and a bit of.
An easy singing gig.
A bit of attention. Okay, yeah. That's fine. Long as I know what's going on, I can...
Is that right for the...
Leave it in. Leave it all in.
Cool. Leave
us all a cry for help.
Carry on.
All a cry for help.
I've just got to say, it's wonderful to be back in the new year. Very excited.
Oh, I should say so.
Great, great time.
Yeah. I don't know. I love New Year.
It's great, isn't it?
It's like... Well, so you were telling me just before we start recording there, John, that we're going to go thematic with the podcast. I mean, it's our podcast. We can do whatever we like with it. So.
Mm-hmm. New Horizons. That's the theme today. We're expanding into the world of horizons again, the paranormal, the world of spirit,
Oh, it's paranormal as AF, this is.
Yeah, massively paranormal as AF. So I've done a lot of research for this over the Christmas break. I've been lucky enough to really get my teeth into this, and I've got some really meaty horizons to explore. So that's going to be strong. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I can't wait. I'm actually on Tenterhooks.
And also, I mean, don't forget we can remember. There's loads of stuff to remember, which is good.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, that section. I love that section.
Yeah, that's a great section. And there's another section to horizons as well.
Do you remember Conkers?
Oh, yes. Good. Already straight.
Kids these days don't play Conkers, do they?
No. I mean, that's... And again...
It's a waste of Conkers.
Yeah. Look.
Strewn with Conkers.
Yeah. Loads of them. You know, what do they do
now? Not a single one being strung.
Nothing. No, it's awful. Sad, really. It's very sad.
It is sad.
I just want to say, we got a Dutch fan, in Holland. Did you see the email?
Oh, lovely. Past the Dutch upon the left-hand side, that's what I say.
Yeah. Jan van der Rijk from Holland.
Yeah. Real name.
I don't know what, Reese, it's Jan van der Rijk, very excited to listen to the show, working in a nursing home, and you made me laugh a lot, so it's, sure. It was a great show, especially the rubber pipe up the bottom, really cool.
I like a smoke.
Jan van der Rijk.
For a smoke.
Well, I'm not stoned out of my mind, a lot of the time, I'm listening to the podcast, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of Dutch
There's a Dutch fella in Barry, of course, where I'm from.
What's his name? Dutch Dave.
Barry Van Hire. Come on.
Huh? Good. Strong. Very strong. Already, it's a very strong opening. New horizons.
You'd love that. What's the Dutch fella's name?
Jan van der Rijk. Let's have a look. Jan. It's a woman.
In Germany, I'm Johan. In Sweden, I am Jan. In Russia, I am Ivan. In England, I am John.
So we've got...
From my many travels, I have gathered these tales to bring you good cheer where all else fails. Sometimes there are tears, sometimes there is laughter, but always a happily ever after. Remember that?
Lovely.
I'm the storyteller, and my stories must be told. Yeah, love watching that.
Our Dutch friend, so big up to the boys listening in Holland. Absolutely listening. Love it. You pair of other knobs. I've laughed out loud more times than I can count. At work, I work in the care home for people with mental disorders. Walking around laughing to myself, I fit in marvelously. Have a cracking Christmas and the week of 2022. Probably knows Roland Shelton, the well-known darts player.
Raymond van Barneveld.
Raymond van Barneveld, of course.
Let's just name Dutch people.
All right, good segment to the Voller. Show.
I think it was German. Cancel that. They hit the German. Ruud Hullit, I meant to say.
Yeah, Ruud Hullit.
Ruud Hullit. Marco van Basten, of course.
Yeah. Who else is Dutch? I can't think of any other.
Ajax.
Is our football team?
Ajax, the football team.
All of Ajax. You got to call them Ajax.
Assen. I've been to Assen a couple of times for the motorbike racing.
What was that like?
Good. Yeah. My review of Assen. I tell you what it is, mate. It's fucking full of weirdos. That's what it is.
What, Assen or Holland in general?
Well, but my only experience of Holland in general is Assen. So there was a bunch of young lads there that my friend Lee used to meet every year when he went over there for bike racing, the MotoGP. Yeah.
Right.
And we met them in Assen. And good lads. Probably 20 of them. And the one lad there had a T-shirt on with the Swaffelkönig on there.
Right, that's okay.
And like a crown. I said, what's that then? He said, oh, that would mean Swaffel King. Yeah. I said, oh, what's that mean? Didn't know what it meant. And Swaffling, apparently, I'm not sure they winded me up, but whether it's just this particular Dutch bluff, whether it's a Dutch thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the Swaffel King was known for Swaffling. That's why he wore the T-shirt. And Swaffling is when they would camp regularly for the bike racing, his chosen method of waking the boys up was to hit them in the face with a semi-erect penis in the morning, which he called swaffling. So he was the Swaffle King, you know. I don't know if swaffling's a thing or whether they just invented it. But I've been waking up my wife with a swaffle ever since. Just you know,
I
haven't, by the way, I haven't.
Have you ever experienced Amsterdam? You've ever gone to Amsterdam?
No.
I had a terrible experience in Amsterdam once. We had to go on. We had to go on a stag do, and we didn't. Whatever happened, we said, "Don't go to Amsterdam. It'll be shit. It's just overpriced and it's a waste of time." And of course, it got booked that we had to go to Amsterdam. So we thought we'd make the most of it. And all I remember is being under heavy, heavy sedation for the entire time, and.
Self-prescribed. Yeah.
I just basically, you know, threw myself in, and I really wanted to eat waffles. That's one thing I wanted to do was to eat waffles. I thought if I'm here, I might as well just try and do something with some cultural relevance other than just sitting.
Although it's Belgium, typically. But
But the pastries, you know, all that sort of Dutch malarkey. Yeah. You know,
they just seem to eat pig. I mean, whenever I went anywhere in Holland, they just sold variations on a bacon theme.
Well, I mean,
Mel will know this more than us, obviously.
Well, Mel could probably tell us about this because the sort of
and Barry van Hoye, the other fellow there you're talking about,
and Jan van der Rijk, which is it's a haulage firm, and all of Ajax. Ray Barneveld and Roland Shelton, of course.
Yeah.
But to cut a long story short, I got this sort of it was like a waffle with cream and strawberries at 3 o'clock in the morning. As I was eating it, there was a cat sat
stoned,
next to me.
Obviously.
Say again?
You were stoned at the time.
Oh, completely out of my mind. Yeah, completely out of my mind.
Legally, which is the good thing.
Yeah, it was absolutely fine. It was a sports bar, so there was about 70 big screens.
Well, you love sports, don't you?
Well, I was sat there by myself on a trestle table, right, surrounded by 40 or 50 giant screens showing like football of some form. And I sat there eating this food and there was hair in the food. And I looked, there was a cat sat next to me. It was cat hair in the food. And I carried on eating. I thought, it doesn't matter. It'll be fine.
No.
A few minutes later, I had a terrible stomach ache to run back to the place we were staying. And I did a poo that was about 3 foot long, but the width of a shoelace. And terrible stomach pain for weeks afterwards. So again, that's one for Mel.
You broke up there, John. Sorry. I know it's a well-oiled machine, but I just heard you talking about eating cat hair and then the phone line went down.
Ah, sorry. I'll just to reiterate, I ate the cat hair. Within a, a few moments, I got a terrible stomach ache, had to run back to the place we were staying, and then did a 3 foot long poo that was as wide as a shoelace. And I was, have a stomach ache for about 3 weeks afterwards. And I was just saying, you know, has Mel experienced that? Has Roland Shelton experienced that? Is it something Raymond Barneveld's been
through? We'll get in touch, you know, write us a letter. Yeah. Write us, put PO
Box. Are you Dutch? Are you Dutch? New Horizons reaching out. Are you Dutch? Do you want to join our army? You know, do you want to become one of the Demon Seeders? Let us know if you've done a poo that's 3 foot long.
And Poddling. Have you done a 3 foot shit?
Yeah, but 3 foot in length, but as wide as a shoelace. But as wide as what, sorry? A shoelace. The width of a shoelace.
Oh, a shoelace. Because you keep breaking off. I said as wide as a shoe. I thought, fair play.
No. It was the width of a shoelace. You've done a 3 foot long
shit that's as wide as a shoe.
No, it was literally
shoelace.
It was the width of a shoelace, and it just kept coming out like a toothpaste. Just and the pain. I don't know why, but the pain was unbelievable. Yeah. Just horrible, absolutely horrible. And that's
for some reason I could just picture that you saying that in the style of Christopher Walker. Then,
so I went to the had to go to the bathroom, and the pain was unbelievable. So in turn, I pushed out a feces shit. Brown liquid out of my ass, as wide as a shoelace, long, 3 foot long, 4 foot maybe, I don't know, wrapping round like a snake or worm coming out of my ass. Stench, unbearable, like Dulux paint mixed with jacket potato and oil from the drains outside of McDonald's. Horrible, disgusting. I felt so ill. I never went back again. Roland Shelton can keep it as filth.
Yeah, good. Nice. I'm have to go and beat my kids with a stick shortly. I think they might be on the internet. That's why. Is it me phasing or you phasing?
I think
it's John.
It's usually me.
What's John, is it?
Hang on a minute. Let me.
Why don't you move somewhere where there's a bit of fucking internet coverage, since your job entails internet?
Oh, let's have a look here. Just bringing these things down now. Who does
your broadband?
Oh, Sky.
Have a word of them.
It's a joke. It's beyond a joke. Hang on a minute. That's better.
Go with BT and get a booster disc. That's what you need to do.
Have you got a booster disc?
Yeah, I have.
I wouldn't even know what that is.
No, I always walk like that.
Look at his asshole.
Hey, have I got a booster disc or what?
That's not a booster disc. That's a recta penis, you dumb fuck. You know what he did? He put 23 golf balls up his ass to try and improve the reception of his Wi-Fi. All that happened is he got hemorrhoids and blood all over his pants and duvet. We don't even have duvets in this fucking country. What's a duvet? I don't know, but there's blood all over it and there's 23 golf balls on the floor, see?
Oh, wow. I like a nice traditional eiderdown.
You know what I really like? I'd like to have a nice duvet, but I can't get one because you've put blood all over it with your fucking golf balls. You make me sick.
You dirty old man.
I was trying to improve the reception, Adam. I mean, 23 golf balls. How am I supposed to play 9 holes at the weekend covered in blood and shit? Oh, Adam, I've got an hole here you can try and fill. Pop a flag in it. You can use your 9-9 on it, Adam. Pop us upside down. You could use us like a human caddy, Adel. You could fit them all in.
Look at the state of this sand iron.
You've ruined my tight last, you fucking piece of shit.
Well, Griff's literally sink of shit.
How am I supposed to put this golf club on now? Covered in feces. Oh, Adel, look, I'll suck it off, Adel. That's better, Adel. Look, it's much cleaner now, Adel. I'm sorry, Adel. I'm ruining Christmas again, Adel. the fucking vicar's coming round in 5 minutes, you fucking horrible pervert.
That's a Christmas classic.
Oh, Adam, we've got time to clean it up quicker. I'll put the figgy pudding in the oven and you clean up the golf balls. You won't notice. Oh, my God, the figgy pudding. I forgot about the figgy pudding. Oh, Harold, I've done something terrible, Adam. I pushed it all up myself in a fit of anger after looking at pictures on the internet.
Don't panic.
Don't panic, Mike. Don't panic. Mike, we've got something together. Get those finger buttons in and those golf balls. Mike. Here, Uncle Arthur, there's a load of shit on this figgy pudding.
Put it down, Pike.
Pike, put that tube up and stop blowing. Sort this out before the vicar comes.
Oh, fuck you, though.
Here, Uncle Arthur, there's a man with fingerless gloves outside trying to put a golf club up himself. Turn that bloody light down.
No. Well then, Funky.
Come on. Oh, I do it. So sweaty. Oh. Oh, we haven't even hit the paranormal yet.
He was a human caddy.
What do you mean, Johnny Weissmuller couldn't fit 23? I saw the bastard put 27 up himself on a whole freaking double tog duvet, you son of a bitch. Marry the punk.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery, and leather goods.
I can't breathe. Just remembering stuff.
Just remembering the same stuff.
Shambosi, shh, don't tell the children.
First floor telephone, dense ready-made suits.
Oh, so hot in here. Oh, I don't know what this is going to be like in the summer. It's going to be absolutely insane.
Your reception improved a bit. Have you moved upstairs? Have you got some golf balls up your ass?
I closed a few of the tabs. I closed a few of the tabs and it seems to have helped. So the problem is one of the, the main paranormal is AF is it was on one of the tabs. So I'll just have to remember it when we come
We're going to remember stuff anyway.
Yeah. Loads of that. Chaz and Dave, Terry Wogan, all of it, just tons of it. You know?
Yeah.
It all comes out. Any good memories over Christmas? Did you remember anything, you know, in between the of the last one and this one? No.
So it's just a fucking blur, really.
What'd you get for Christmas?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you know what I actually did get? I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Found that on eBay, bought it for myself.
Yeah.
Trevor Francis electric soccer game, which I had in 1982 for Christmas.
Now, is that the one? On eBay. It's sort of, you put the batteries in and the players are in little sort of slits and they move up and down and it's got a tiny little plastic ball in it. And it's all
This one is, it's plastic, white plastic with a black screen.
Oh, it's a computer.
The players
game.
Are painted on the screen.
Right.
They're painted on the screen and there's just a little red dot LED for the ball when you pass it between the players.
Wicked.
Just left, right and shoot.
Have you sort of beaten the high score yet? Have you had a go at it?
Yeah, I've had a go at it. It's in full working order, so that was a great day.
That's cool. How long did you play with that for?
About 3 minutes.
Wicked.
And then the novelty wore off. Just like I did in the 80s.
Do you wrap it up for yourself or just get it straight? Did you?
I did, yeah.
Reese, are you still there?
Yes.
What are you doing? You haven't said anything.
Wait. Up to Reese.
I'm just letting the magic happen. I didn't want to molest it.
Okay, that's all right. Carry on.
I mean, if nothing else, Reese is not a molester.
Definitely not. He's not one of them. Although he did say he's got a rubber Kong in the room with him at the moment, which is like a sort of
rubber dong.
A Kong, by all accounts, it's a thing you give a dog. and he's filled it full of peanut butter. He claims there's a dog in the room with him.
I
know the sorts of things he gets.
Disgusting.
Fucking filth.
I've got a frog in my throat.
New Horizons, Mike. This is it. We're really.
I like this. Yes, the idea is it. This, so we're going to have a theme every week.
Really good. Really strong. This one.
This is nice.
So we're giving them what they want. You know, which obviously is.
Oh, I should.
It's not. It's nothing really, is it? But.
Oh, good luck.
We're trying. Trying as hard as we can. Yeah. Let's have a game. Let's play a game called
New Happy Horizons. New Year. Happy New Year. May we all something. Abba.
Good. So that's again. That's strong. That'll get them going.
That's filled a couple of seconds, haven't it?
Yeah. Keep. I mean, you just got to keep doing that for another half hour.
Is this the free one or the paid one? This is the free one, isn't it?
I think this is the free one. So.
Oh, fuck,
pretty free and easy on the highway of life.
Chuck any old shit in you.
Yeah, anything.
We won't tell them that the paid version is highly polished and fucking brilliant.
No, unless they invest and really go balls deep, they're not going to get.
They're like night and day, are they? The two, paid one and the free one.
The difference is unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. For example, I mean the paid one. What the? Oh.
I mean, the paid one we do like.
The French grandmother. I have been away so long, but the British Ministry in the cupboard. Why don't you take the cunts out and let me die in peace? I'm fucking 98. For fuck's sake, let me die. Let me die.
You stupid woman.
Oh, Edith. You stupid woman. I was just pissing a pawn inside of my kick so that I could reach special sexual satisfaction.
Listen very carefully. I shall say this only once. You imagine listening to in this. Who are the fucking dildos listening to this in Holland? Or the Netherlands?
One person who's enjoying it. Who is enjoying it?
Ivan Hyren must be. They need to have a word of themselves, don't they?
There's not
what's
a
Dutch for
a
dickhead?
I'm not sure what it means, but I know for sure it was the greatest thing I ever listened to in my life was probably two men in the 40s talking complete shit about programs they haven't seen before. One of them was called Hello, Hello. Sounds really shit. Also, they were talking about putting a rubber tube inside of the assholes, blowing it up. Mm. And some kind of guy, I think it was an old guy who lived with his son. And the old guy tried to push things inside of himself. The younger guy would come home and he would complain there was shit all over the floor. It's a really cool podcast. I like to listen a lot of the time.
Yeah. I'm free. It's missing the air. I mean,
they're the catchphrase. Also, they talk about Gonch, who was a gingerhead, the lad from Grange Hill, which I think was an asylum. That's stupid. Gripper and Mola. Mola.
We've got a Gripper Stebson.
Gripper Stebson. Now you're talking.
Gripper Stebson. Danny.
Danny Kendall.
Look glum, didn't he, Danny?
Oh, Danny Kendall smoked fags and he died in the back of Bronson's car. And that was a very, very emotional time because they didn't play the music. They just zoomed in on Danny's head and they just showed him back in the back of this.
He got killed by Mannering, didn't he? They were on exercise and they thought he was a Tommy.
Right then, Kendall, put his rubber tube up his head. Stop blowing, Kendall. Mr. Mannering.
Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me.
Am I supposed to be blowing up this sixth former or sucking?
Why did you help them, Roland?
Roland.
He's stuffing his face, Roland, wouldn't he? Yeah. No offence to Erkan Mustafa.
Great man.
The character of Roland now, not him.
No, lovely man. Absolutely lovely man. If you could go anywhere on holiday with him, as himself, not as Roland, where would you go?
With Erkan Mustafa?
Yeah.
It's just part of the Horizons thing.
New Horizons, I call this section, where would you
go? If I had to start my life again with Erkan Mustafa, where would I go?
Yeah. And you've got to be in love with him or at least get off with him once a day.
Margate.
All right, lovely. And would you?
So the Glossy Weekend there. There's the old fairground there.
Yeah.
Is it called Wonderland?
I'm not sure. I don't.
Like, imagine I go on there with him on the rides, but not the one that spin around. They make me feel sick.
Yeah.
Got a few other rides with her, Ken. Then there's a dance floor. There's like a sort of dance floor there where we saw Joe Wiley.
Yeah.
Imagine Erkan could spin the decks there later on. He's a bit of DJing.
He's a DJ, yeah, of course, yeah.
And then the next day, me and Erkan would go for it. We'd hold hands, walk along the seafront in Margate. And there's a double-decker bus there on the beach where you can have a breakfast upstairs. They cook it downstairs.
Oh.
We'd go upstairs. We'd have a full English.
Yeah.
And then we'd probably spend the day on the beach, quite blustery.
Lovely.
But Erkan's wrapped up for the weather, and so am I.
Lovely.
And then at the end of the night end of the day, I should say, we sort of wend our way along the seafront all day, just chilling.
Wonderful.
Cone of chips, you know. Yeah. Make a sandcastle, all that sort of stuff.
Lovely.
At the end of the night, as the sun's going down, me and Erkan can watch the sun go down.
Yeah.
And then there's a little lovely little gin place just up the road.
Wonderful.
They do all the different gin and tonics. I imagine me and Erkan can just sat there trying different G&Ts all night.
And then on the
and
way
then go back to one of those lovely old Victorian hotels on the seafront.
Yeah.
And he just fucks me ragged for 3 hours.
Or alternately, you go and buy 3 tubs of ski yogurt and a rubber tube, put it up yourself, film yourself having it pumped up you, and then spray it out everywhere and put it on the internet. Become a massive hit.
Brilliant.
Mike and Mustafa's yogurt YouTube. All right, guys, what's up? I'm Mustafa, and this is Mike. We're about to do the YouTube yogurt challenge. I've got a rubber tube. Mike, you got 3 pots of ski yogurt. Let's go.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I'm going to stick this tube up my arse and get Erkan Mustafa from Grangefield to blow a load of ski yogurt up it. And then I'm going to shit out all over the place, and we're going to put it on YouTube.
Yeah, put it on YouTube. I've got strawberry yogurt. What have you got? Let's film it.
I've got hazelnut yogurt because I love the feeling of it when it comes out in bits.
Last time I did it over a coffee table and we put a GoPro underneath. This time I'm just going to stand up and you're going to watch it dribble down the back of my legs in slow motion.
Slow mo, brilliant.
Yeah.
If you smash like and subscribe, if we get 50,000 likes for this, I'll fucking suck it all off the floor afterwards. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to run over both my legs and set fire to my face, and it's going to be on YouTube, and it's going to be wicked, so and subscribe.
Brilliant.
Don't forget, you can get your own rubber tube.
And then I'm going to get
a
million views, and I'm going to fight Floyd Mayweather. He's going to kick the fucking piss out of me. Yeah. And it'll be brilliant.
Yeah, don't forget to skip the adverts beforehand. You don't need them, kids. All you need is this rubber tube, $39.95. Like and subscribe.
Don't tell him, Mike.
Les Dennis.
I'm free.
Mike and Angelo on Children's ITV.
Bergerac.
Hello, Jim. It's Charlie. Come in. I got a funny neck. Doctor Who, when it's on makeup. Isla St. Clair.
Maggie Pullman.
All the memories coming back.
Shut that door.
Can't control myself, Larry Grayson. Pacers, mint flavored chewy sweets. You can't get them anymore.
Stripes. Wap, wap, wap. Oh, the phone having a breakdown. What?
Mary the Punk. Come on.
Oh, Oscamps.
Smith's Christmas advert. Where the potatoes
are. Mary the Punk. Dr. Leg. Ooh.
When M&Ms were called treats.
Getting down in the canal. Oh, fuck it.
Damien from Brookside.
Ollie Oaks. Same blubber up. Grange Hill.
TV channels closed at midnight.
Benny and Alan. Brother Tucker. Tucker's luck spin off.
Clive James showing you adverts from foreign countries and laughing.
Japanese people setting fire to their nipples with a magnifying glass.
Dennis Norden showing you outtakes.
Jerry Beadle dressed as a traffic warden.
Slightly smaller hand than the one on the other side of his body.
Don't mention it.
Used to be a circus entertainer or something. Noel's house party. Guns Chank. Frank Bruno.
Russell Harty. Grace Jones.
Amazing. Oh. New Horizons.
Oh, God.
This is a... I fucking love doing this.
Brilliant podcast, this is.
It's amazing. Absolutely all the stuff you could ever...
This reminds me of all those other podcasts where two blokes get together and just talk about things from the 80s.
Yeah.
Make fart noises.
It's a problem. It's too much like all the other podcasts and all that, you know. Just
there's loads noises. Of these around, isn't there?
Yeah, fucking, you know, Dave and Jimmy's rubber tube shows. Fucking, you know, there's bloody...
If this is American, it'd be slick. It'd be a slicker version of this, wouldn't it?
Yeah, much, much, much
slicker. It'd be called like Mike and John's...
Ars Tube Extravaganza.
Mike and John's Demon Seed Pod.
Yeah, yeah, really powerful.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, guys, on the pod. So, hey, John, what about, did you shit your pants last night?
You wouldn't believe it, Frank. Last night was amazing. We were watching the Super Bowl, and it was absolutely fantastic. You know what happened? 3 weeks after watching it, I got a rubber shoe, put it up myself, and guess what happened?
Oh, man. Tell them about it, man.
You know
this
what
is
happened, Frank?
Awesome. So,
absolutely stunning.
Yeah, right.
And Diddy walks in, and I've got a rubber shoe and
holy
ski yogurt.
Toledo.
Oh, my God.
You did
Frank.
Not.
You would not believe what happened.
Yogurt up your asshole? Are you kidding me?
Right up. These
Listen, guys, if you like yogurt up your asshole, then why don't you eat some fucking Yoplait yogurt? It's the stuff that, you know, we can get it at the local Kmart and they serve it in fucking any little restaurants that we can plug for some cash in the middle of the fucking show. And anyway, go back to that thing you were saying about with the rubber tube up your asshole, John.
That was great content, man. It's a hot new trend from the UK. They call it rubber tubing, and it is absolutely on fire out here in California right now. We are putting tubes up ourselves left, right, and center, and I can't believe I did not do this before. It's absolutely stunning.
Oh, man, you've got to be – are you kidding me? Up their asshole?
I can't. Next week, we're trying it with boiling hot water, and we're going to put it up live on the show. So don't forget, it's going to be a live stream. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Oh, man, well, listen, if the guys at home are watching this or listening to this, then you need to get on board with this. This sounds next level, man. This sounds awesome.
We are going
to put
a
rubber tube.
Up
yeah, you tell them, John. Tell them what's going on with the rubber tube and that. So you're going to put the tube up your asshole.
We're going to put the tube up our asshole live on air. We have 62 cameras around the anus, around the mouth of the anus, the sides of the anus, the top of the anus, the back of the
Holy
anus.
Holy smokes.
I'm shaving my asshole beforehand. We're going to place the tube inside. We're going to place the tube inside.
Can
now,
I just stop
right.
you there for 1 second, John, and say that if you want to shave your asshole, then Gillette Mach 3.
Gillette Mach 3 is the
probably
hot
I'd
new
say
blade.
Mach 3.
It's the Mach 3. It's come out right now, and it is the hot new blade to hit assholes across America. I'm not joking.
Your asshole is going to be so smooth, it's going to be like glass. Anyway, go on, John.
I got to say, we're taking the rubber shoe.
We have to do the fart noises. There we go. Thanks a lot. Okay. That's so cool, man. I'm going to do a couple of fart noises. Let me just throw in a couple of fart noises for
drop
the guys
right
at home
now.
There, John.
Let's go crazy, guys. Drop the first. I'm going to try one, too. Jimmy Carter.
Throwing a Martyr's Laughing.
Oh, the War of Independence.
The Rockford File. Jim and Angel.
Battlestar Galactica.
The Dust Bowl.
Rugged Individualism. A chicken in every pot. A car in every drive.
The Prohibition. Al Capone. Tax evasion.
All the classics and more. Don't forget to become right back. We'll be putting tubes up our ass right after this advert.
It hurts, Mom. It hurts. Please make it stop. Kill me. Kill me now.
You crack me up, John. That's some great stuff there, right there, you know?
You guys are crazy. Last week, I was hanging out with P. Diddy. Guess what he told me? He puts a rubber
What's
tube
that?
Up his
own holy Toledo.
Ass.
Are you kidding me? P.
Oh
Diddy?
God. What a guy. What a guy. Oh, I was hanging out with him just last week, and he told me some amazing things. He's got a rubber tube, specially made diamond-encrusted rubber tube that he puts up his own ass before pop concerts. He's been doing it for 25 years.
What that would cost, John. How much would that cost? That's
$28.5 million.
Are you kidding me for a piece of rubber tube up the asshole?
And guess who got to see that rubber tube last week? That's right. I went to his own house. He put the tube up me.
Oh, man. You couldn't make this shit up. This is awesome content. I mean, hey, so maybe we should tell the guys back home that what we got planned. You know, we're going to do some stuff in a second. We're going to talk about some old school TV shows from back in the day.
Well, who remembers Ships?
Oh, fuck. Ships? Are you kidding me? Remember that time when there was a ship on that program we saw in the 70s and the 80s? And that what was that Happy Days? Remember that Sundays, the Mondays, Fonz. Happy Days, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Happy Days, Thursdays, Fridays, Happy Days, Saturday, what a day, been waiting all week for you.
Arnold's driving.
Ralph's mouth.
Sit on it, Potsy.
Hey,
kick the jukebox.
In his 30s, playing an 18-year-old. Thinks he's cool. Lives in a spare room above a garage.
Hey, who remembers the episode where he went water skiing and he jumped over the shark?
Oh, man, over that shark. I mean, if you ask me, that was too much. They jumped the shark on that show. Am I right, John?
You're absolutely right.
Hey, did you get what I said there, John? So I used the phrase jump the shark, which, of course, comes from Happy Days. And I used it to refer to the episode of Happy Days when Arthur Fonzarelli, a.k.a. the Fonz, did jump the shark. You know, that was
of course.
Very meta, very meta.
And, of course, the actor that played him is still with us today. He'll be in the studio later with a new craze that's
for sure.
in the whole of California right now. He has a rubber tube.
John, can you just stop you for 1 second? The sponsors say that we have to mention Johnny Weissmuller to some state. And then I have to say Weissmuller. So if we just want to start that for 1 second.
Okay, sure.
Just for the guys at home.
Johnny Weissmuller. John Weissmuller.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Johnny Weissmuller.
Just, yeah, do a couple of those differently and then I'll say Johnny Weissmuller.
John Weissmuller.
Johnny Weissmuller.
John Weissmuller.
Johnny Weissmuller.
John Weissmuller. Johnny Weissmuller. You're listening to the Weissmuller.
The thing with Weissmuller was he was a son of a bitch. All he did was put rubber tube.
Yeah, Johnny Weissmuller. I know that guy.
Yeah, Johnny Weissmuller, see?
He's a wise guy, huh?
Yeah. Want to know a bit more about Johnny Weissmuller, see? I got a couple of rubber tubes here with your name on, see? Want to place them inside? Pop some yogurt inside of yourself? Maybe squirt it out on a YouTube channel, see? 25,000 hits in a day, see? Click like and subscribe. Like the sound of that.
So anyway, that's what I think would happen if we were syndicated.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
If we sold the franchise.
Again, New Horizons. New Horizons there, Mike. You know, taking us
That would
beyond.
Be a new start for us, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if there were any American...
I mean, think of the market there, John. I mean, look, Joe Rogan. We could be like two Joe Rogans of the podcast world, really.
Yeah. I think it's easy enough to do that. All you need to do really to be Joe Rogan is basically get a rubber tube, put it up yourself, film it, you know, have the yogurt come out in front of the audience and you're going to...
And of course, they had a version in America of Steptoe & Son also.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen. I've seen. Have you seen the American Dad's Army? They did. They did a pilot, and it was the episode.
The
one with Philip Maddock. Don't tell him, Pike. Don't tell him, Pike. I've seen a clip of it, and it didn't really work. I've got to say,
no,
there were not enough rubber tubes for a start.
They did have nylons, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Which again, if this was the American podcast, we could remember that. We could remember that there.
American
remember,
muscle cars, drag racing, Evel Knievel,
7-Eleven.
The unknown stuntman makes Eastwood look so fine.
Big milk bottles. Calling
I've
milk homo.
Hulk Hogan being a racist. Mr. T, the entire A-team. I ain't getting on no plane, sucker.
Drink your milk, B.A.
No.
Shut up, fool. Yeah, B.A.
Oh, yeah,
fucking great
matchup,
wasn't it?
Oh, you fucking prick. Get in the van. Get in the fucking van. Oh, I can't get in, B.A. I'm not going to. Ian Arthur. No, not Arthur. Adult, I love it when the plan comes together.
Animal. Ian Animal.
Ian Animal. Colonel Dagger's on our tail, and we're all going to get caught for crimes we didn't commit in fucking Vietnam. Oh, you fucking prick. Get the fucking compressed air cannon. We'll fire some fucking marrows at them or something, you fucking buried. Yeah, I'm going to get out of this garage with all surrounded by Colonel Decker and all his men. Oh, for fuck's sake, get the hammer and tool. We'll make some kind of fucking trap. Where's fucking Murzok gone, you fucking buried? I've got an idea. What about if we put a bit of shit in a cannon and when we drive out through the doors, we can fire the shit into Colonel Decker's eyes? You fucking genius. I fucking love you, B.A. Come here, give me a kiss, you big bastard.
B.A.
I love it when a flag comes together, Arnold, after whatever your name is. Oh, come here, you big fucking big lump. Come here, give me a kiss on the mouth. You've got some fucking brilliant ideas, even if you don't like flying fucking aeroplanes.
Yeah. I'm drinking no milk, mind.
Yeah, I'm not drinking any of that nasty milk, and I won't be getting on no planes either. Now, where's my fingers in the gloves? I'm going to drive the van through a fucking roadblock. On none of those fucking side wheelies, you ruined the fucking van last time, you fucking prick.
I watch it every day of the week.
That'd be amazing. Steptoeing team.
In 1972, a crack rag and bone man
committed to stealing railings that he never took in the first place. Oh, dear. Oh, it's fucking Colonel Decker. I look behind the curtains, he's right in the house again. Oh, for fuck's sake. Is he ever going to fucking give up? Why did he take the fucking violins in the first place? I know, Adam. Oh, but we look so guilty for it, Adam. We're just a couple of scrap men of fortune, Adam. Oh, give me the compressed air cannon and some fucking marrows. I'll blow the bastard out of the way.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, I don't want to get a headache now. Fuck off.
New horizons. We haven't even done the paranormal. Have we done enough yet, Reese? I mean, come on, us. He's gone.
It's
50 gone.
Minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's loads. I'm tired.
He's tired.
Should we paranormal it up or?
Do you want to tell them, like, give them a part in New Horizons message?
Okay, yeah. It's a new year.
Yeah, go on, do that.
Okay. Oh, it's a new year. Nice. It's a new dawn. It's a new you. So why not enjoy that?
They told
you're good. Yeah, you sing that. You sing that. And so
I'll do it behind you while you do the message.
Yeah, okay.
A newborn king to see.
It's 2022. It's a new year. It's a new time.
Play my drum for
a time to experience life like you've never experienced it before. So why not book into one of those machines in Switzerland and end it all painlessly and easily today? Start your new horizon with the podcast The Demon Seed now.
To see your penis is my goal.
Oh, you fucking prick. Get my fucking compressed air cannon, the fucking mammals.
Get my fucking van.
You know, I've got a dodgy handbrake. Fuck the handbrake. Fucking Colonel Decker's round the fucking corner. Just fucking drive, you old bastard.
I know, but I can't be drinking milk, Adam. You know, I don't like drinking milk. I don't want to get on the airplane, Adam.
You won't have to get on the fucking plane if you drive fast enough, you fucking freak.
Oh, Adult, please don't make me fly, Adult. Please don't make me fly. I'm not getting any plane. I can't do it, Adult. I just can't do it. I'm too old for it now, Adult.
Turn it off. Turn it off, Reese. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Fucking
Demon
Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move and the great conspiracy had been made.